Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spiro Ditas will be on the call, along with Adam Archuleta, for this game. Spiro, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Adam, Dustin, good to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's Spiro with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Spiro, our excitement level last Friday for the Browns was at a high for this show. This is our 10th season doing this show, you know, with the Browns, and they had a bigger game in the last decade than that one, and obviously they laid a massive egg. Were you surprised that they played that poorly in that game?
Yeah, for sure. You know, based on what we had seen the previous week and just based on the conversations we had had with Kevin Stefanski and Baker and Odell, it just seemed like everything was coming together. And going into a game like that, you want the confidence to be high, and they just were in such a good place psychologically, and then to see the game and the result go down the way it did, it was for sure a surprise. And it's just a bummer. Obviously, they've taken a couple of steps in the right direction, but for them to lay an egg in the two biggest games of the year against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I think sobering and tempers some of the enthusiasm. But, you know, I think if you just step back, and it's hard to do in a week like this after a game like that, you still have to be encouraged with, I think, the direction that the team is going.
Oh, there's no doubt, Spiro. This team is, you know, 4-2. We'll take it. If someone would have said, "Hey, we're heading into, you know, maybe November with an above 500 record," I think anybody would sign up for that. The problem is you get high, you the expectations start to increase as you start to get more wins. You're 4-1. You're thinking, man, maybe we could be 5-1, maybe 6-1. Who the hell knows where we could go? And then you get brought right back to earth in a game like Pittsburgh. So you start to say, man, should we just have expectations to like make the playoffs, or like, are we just going to get smoked in round one if we make the playoffs? Because now you've kind of been taken to the woodshed by both the two teams in your division that have been the staples there for many years, the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah, I think those are great points, and those are legitimate points. And I think it's just based on what your perspective is with this team and what the expectations are. To me, if I'm a Browns fan, you know, I basically feel like, look, we're moving in the right direction, but clearly there is a gap between ourselves and the two top teams in the division. I think that's obvious at this point. For me, the rest of the season, guys, a couple of things. One, I think the positive right now is that the Browns, I think, have the easiest remaining schedule left in the NFL. I think five or six teams currently have one win or less that remain on their schedule. That's good. Obviously, you know, it gives them a chance to get themselves back in order and get them in a position to make the postseason. The bigger question will be Baker Mayfield. And it's crazy to even have this conversation and to ask this question. You know, after a couple of weeks ago, we were saying, you know, how good Baker looked and really kind of coming into his own. But now you have to ask the question, is he the long-term guy for this team? Is he the franchise quarterback? And I think that's the big question that the front office is going to have to answer. In the short term, I think there's a real chance that this could be a playoff team. You know, you look at how they're built. The offensive line has been a huge surprise. I know they struggled last week. Really good running game. The defense starting to, you know, kind of come into its own on that side of the football as well. Really like Kevin Stefanski and the coaching staff. So it just seems like everything is in place. But in this league, you either have a legit quarterback or you're just kind of a middle of the pack or a below average team. And that, you know, is the big question that I think this front office wants to have answered here the rest of the season.
We're talking with Spiro Dedis of CBS. He'll be on the call along with Adam Archuleta this Sunday, 1 p.m., Browns at the Bengals. Obviously, when these two teams played the first time, it felt like to me that the Browns kind of dominated the game. But in the end, it was close. It was 35-30. And outside of the Ravens game, the Bengals have been in all their games, although they've only been able to pull out one win. When you look at the matchup, do you see a close game in this one? Or do you think the Browns should handle them a little more easy this time?
You know, I think the Bengals are kind of a tricky team to really peg at this point. Obviously, they feel like they've got their quarterback. You know, we're just as impressed with Joe Burrow as the rest of the league is, guys. I mean, he's so polished. We had a chance to talk to him today in our production meeting via Zoom. And, you know, you spend 5 minutes with him, and nothing about him tells you that he's a first-year player. And then you throw in the fact that, you know, no offseason – getting yourself ready for a rookie season as an NFL quarterback is difficult under normal circumstances. And then you throw in everything he had to deal with, truncated offseason, really no offseason program at all. Didn't get a chance to meet most of his teammates till a couple of weeks before camp. So just makes everything he's done till this point super impressive. And I think when you have someone like that at the quarterback position, you got a chance to win every week. If there's a week for the Browns offense to get back on track, this is the week, right? I mean, Cincinnati's defense has really struggled against the run. Cleveland tore them up with what they did in the first meeting on the ground. I fully expect them to try to get back to that. And I look for Cleveland's offensive line to bounce back. I mean, they were so good the first 5 weeks of the season. And then last week, they were just, I mean, they just got blown off the ball. And it was really stark to see. I think I heard my partner, Adam Archuleta, say, he hasn't seen an offensive line get blown off the line like that over the course of the game in a long time. So we'll see what they can do this week against a Cincinnati defense that struggled.
Spiro Dedis with us on the hotline from CBS, calling the game, of course. Spiro, when you look at the Browns' injuries, Baker Mayfield with his right side, the rib, the wrist, the everything, you know, he's got it all going. You got Jarvis Landry said he's got a broken rib too. He's playing through that. You know, Odell Beckham's got turf toe. He said he's playing through that. You've got Nick Chubb out, and you got your right guard out in this game. Like,
Kareem Hunt's
much is
banged
that
up as well?
Hunt's banged up too. Yeah, good point, Adam. How much does that factor in here to give Cincinnati a chance?
It all factors in. There's no doubt. And you know, we just found out today that Jarvis Landry has a cracked rib. You know, it just seemed like it was a bruise, but now we find out it's a little bit more serious. And we asked Baker about his rib injury and what it feels like. And, you know, we said, is it any better? And he kind of paused and he said, you know, to be honest with you, it's not better, but it's just something I'm going to have to deal with. He says it affects him on his follow through. So, you know, again, we know how difficult it is, guys, to play quarterback in the NFL when you're healthy and feeling good. Now you suddenly throw that into the mix and that just makes his job that much more challenging. So, I think all of those things factor in, especially for Baker. And it seems like at least at this point, it's going to be an injury that he's going to have to deal with at least here for the next couple of weeks. But, you know, in this league, as you guys know, no one feels sorry for you. And they're just going to have to put all that stuff aside and then try to win a game.
Spiro, from a broadcast standpoint, has it been tougher to kind of get the information you're looking for? Usually you guys as the broadcast team get to sit in person with the players, with the coaches. And if you're sitting in person as opposed to maybe a Zoom call or something, maybe guys are a little more relaxed, more likely to let some little bits get out that they wouldn't. Have you noticed a difference?
You know, it's a good question. I think initially it was kind of weird to be doing all this stuff via Zoom. You know, part of what gives us the insight and the chemistry with these coaches and players is being able to sit with them in a room and having them get comfortable with us and trusting us to the point where they can maybe give us some insight that they wouldn't normally give us. Luckily, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years, so we do have some of these relationships, so you can kind of build on that. now it's just kind of become second nature. You know, everyone, we're just so used to doing the Zoom and doing everything remote. The biggest thing is just doing the games in these empty stadiums. You know, I think the networks and the league has done an amazing job with trying to pipe in the artificial crowd noise. And I think when you're at home watching the games, it sounds kind of normal, but being in the stadium, it's just so different. And yeah. Man, I think everyone's doing a great job and they're doing the best they can. And we're all happy to just be working, but boy, I miss the fans. You know, it's just, especially in the NFL, especially these division games, it's just the flavor is just missing right now. And we're all hoping that we can get back to normal as soon as possible. Yeah. It's just so different.
I'll tell you, Spiro, one of the things I like about you is that you're not a Syracuse guy. And as a fellow New York, you went to Fordham, right? Right?
Yep.
And I went to Brockport, which is not that close to Fordham because Fordham's in the Bronx and Brockport's in Rochester. But
sure.
We both went to New York colleges that have radio programs that's not Syracuse, and Syracuse dominates everything in this business. So I like that you're not from Syracuse.
I know. I hear you. I mean, you know, we're trying to rep for these other New York schools, but, you know, we've got our own little Florida Mafia going on. There's actually a good number of people who've come out of there, and Vince Scully, of course, kind of is the gold standard, and we're all just trying to take whatever crumbs Vin left for us. But, it's such a great school to go to. I tell people all the time, you know, all broadcast students who are coming up and thinking about doing this for a career, Syracuse is great, and they have their, you know, legacy and all that history. But, man, Fordham, Rochester, these schools are, at least for Fordham, you know, more in New York City and just kind of in the thick of Manhattan. And it just kind of gave us so many opportunities. It's a great place to go.
Yep.
By the way, Spiros, just curious, because you're kind of like an honorary Cleveland Browns broadcaster. Like, we've had you a ton, I think, over the years. Do you know how many Browns games you have done in the last several years?
I'll have to sit and count, but there have been a lot of Cleveland games, and luckily I actually love going to Cleveland, and I've got some family there, and
nice.
I think I should start like checking real estate trends. I mean, it's been a lot of games.
Yeah, it's good real estate market here, no doubt.
It's Spiro Dinas on TV and it's Jim Donovan on the radio. We got every week.
That's
we love it, though. You do a great job, by the way. We really appreciate it, Spiro.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. We appreciate the time.
Anytime. We'll do it again.
You got it. Spiro Dinas, play-by-play voice.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.